Okay. We believe in love. Yes. We believe in togetherness. We believe in disco. We believe in house and our house music. We believe in techno. We believe in dance. We still believe. Do you? This is We Still Believe with the Black Madonna.
For our next DJ, La Stella, yeah, it is the Black Madonna. Come on.
Greetings, ravers. As ever, I am your hostess with the mostest, and you're listening to We Still Believe Radio on what is surely no average weekend, no normal time, because were it any normal time, we might be celebrating Pride at Glastonbury. And you know what that means. That means Block 9. That means New York City down low. The stuff that dreams are made of. Where we all dance in the greatest club on earth for one weekend. In a field made of love. And I will tell you that the very first time I went to Glastonbury and I was celebrating, I looked up in the sky after loads of rain and there was a giant rainbow over all of us. And it was really special. And I know, like me, so many of you wish that you were there this weekend, but we can't be. So we're going to hop in the Wayback Machine and zip right back to 2016, a perhaps happier time. And we are going to go to New York City down low and listen to my set from that night, which is one of the best nights of my whole life. And then after a little bit, I'm going to dip out and we're going to catch up with my very good friend Aloysius from Say It Loud Club, who I met through the wonderful organization of which I am a global ambassador, which is called Help Refugees. And I was so impressed by what he does because he works specifically with queer refugees. And I wanted him to come on the show today to talk a little bit about the challenges that Black people face as they are seeking asylum specifically. Let's hop in our time machine and go back to Block 9. Go back to Glastonbury. Go back to New York City down low.
What makes you journey into the night and take flight on a pursuit of musical bliss? Chasing beats through ghetto streets to a dungeonous temple left by our soul descendants in a quest for peace, energy, and life. If you were to find this temple, do you have the knowledge to enter the temple? Do you want it? And if you had it, would you flaunt it?
It's a fire burn within your heart that now it's yours. If you feel it in your soul, follow the light of Jesus.
Acquiring entrance to the temple is hard but fair. Trek through God-forsaken elements because the reward is well worth the journey. Stay steadfast in your pursuit of the light. The light is knowledge. And if you had it, would you flaunt it?
It's yours. The flow is light and flow and soaring to you. It's a fire burn within your heart that now it's yours. If you feel it in your soul, follow the light of me.
You've stayed true to your quest. So let the beauty that is the musical universe engulf you. Recharge your spirit. Purify your mind. Touch your soul and give you the eternal joy and happiness you truly deserve. You now have the knowledge. Do you want it? And if you had it, would you flaunt it? Well, it's yours.
The flow that's light and flow and soaring to you. It's a fire burn within your heart that now it's yours. If you feel it in your soul, follow the light of Jesus.
Well, it's yours.
Thank you. For me, pride, it means that I celebrate the lives that were lost in my community. It means a lot to me. The platform, it enables me to do that. That's why I'm so grateful that I'm here in England and I can do that freely without having to be discriminated. It's the best thing ever.
We believe in the power of radio. This is the Black Madonna.
Pride to me means being free, being able to be yourself, being able not to hide who exactly you were. So for me, pride is really freedom.
You're listening to the Black Madonna. We believe. Do you?
It's Pride Month. What Pride means to me? Well, Pride to me means a public declaration. It is a freedom of expression, celebration of my true being, and also embracing my sexuality. Yes!
This is We Still Believe with the Black, Madonna. This is We Still Believe with the Black Madonna.
Pride Month. Pride means to me where a gay Muslim like myself feel a part of something, feeling united among other LGBT people, rather than being made to feel ashamed.
Certainly bopping along to my set. This is from Pride in Glastonbury 2016. If we were really there, there would be a heck of a lot more mud on our feet than there are now, but unfortunately we are not. The good news is it is time to catch up with my very good friend Aloysius, and I want to say hello. How have you been?
It's been tough, but I think we done very well under circumstances.
Yeah, for sure. First off, I wanted to say happy Pride to you.
Oh, yes. Thank you so much.
Can you tell the listeners just a little bit about, you know, who you are and what you do and all of that kind of stuff?
Yeah. My name is Aloysius, and I'm a gay campaigner. I'm an openly gay man from Uganda originally. I started the Say It Loud Club as a kind of like lived experience organization. So what we do is to reach out to all the people who come to the UK who are facing persecution and any kind of abuse. So we advocate for them, we help them with integrating into the British societies.
So we're at this moment at a real, I think, crossing point with the Black Lives Matter movement really blooming around the world in a way that is, for me, very encouraging. As a longtime supporter, there are forces that are already difficult that are combined by maybe being Black and gay or Black and trans. Could you talk a little bit about some of those things that maybe are unique to the Black experience?
Yeah, I think one of the most challenging aspects of that faced with the Black people is basically embracing their identity. For example, from my background, coming from Uganda and Africa, first of all, how would you get accepted in the new community? But at the same time, you have to convince people of who you are. But the problem we have is our people, including myself, from where we come from, we have never lived openly. And what happens, it creates everlasting impacts of which you have to fight. Now, what happens when you come to, for example, the UK? You are seeking asylum, you are a refugee, not just away from the war, but away from the people who want to persecute you because of your identity. And that is extremely very difficult to convince the people. How can you explain to somebody, okay, I am gay, I am a lesbian, and this is why I can't go back to my country?
Yeah, what you're saying really resonates with me, because I just went through the process of helping three of my friends from Uganda get asylum in the United States. And I went through the process with them, and they're a lesbian couple with a son. And so I was a witness to that process from the very beginning. And what you were saying about having to go through and relive and talk about all these things that, you know, maybe you had never even been able to talk about, and then suddenly you have to go say it to somebody across a table or write it out in this long document. That was the hardest part, I think. Thank God they got their status, which I was very shocked. I mean, I thought there's no way this is going to happen. Let me ask, what can my listeners do to support Say It Loud?
Basically, the challenge is enormous. Because of what's happening in African, Asian countries, LGBT people are facing a persecution more than ever. So because of that, we as Say It Loud Club, we are a grassroots organization. We are not mainstream. We don't receive any funds from the government or from the NHS. So we need people to donate to us, to manage facilities like offices, manage to raise funds to visit people in detention centers, provide people with emergency accommodation.
So if someone wants to donate to Say It Loud Club, where should we send them?
People can go to www.sayitloudclub.org, and there is a link to donate. Also, people can follow us on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook.
To everybody listening, you can also go to theblackmanada.com, and we will refer you directly to Say It Loud Club so that you can make your very worthy donations there. And we do encourage you to donate there this Pride Month, and as we especially are mindful also of how that works with Black Lives Matter, I wanted to thank you for being on the show, and I miss you, and I wish I could give you a real hug. You're my everyday hero.
Thank you so much. Nice to hear that.
go back. Average caveman at home listening to his stereo. Sometimes he'd get up, try to do his thing. He'd begin to move something like this. We'll be right back.
We Still Believe with the Black Madonna.
Thank you.
are sailing through one of the happiest nights of my life, and I imagine that for many of you listening, especially those of you who live in the United Kingdom, that it is a happy night for you, because so many of you were there. I don't think we could have gotten another raver into the building with a crowbar. It was really something. This is my set from Block 9, that very happy special place inside Block 9 called New York City Down Low at Glastonbury, which unfortunately we all know we cannot attend this year, but indeed we will be back. So let's dance for the time being here on We Still Believe Radio. We'll be right back.
Show some love for your DJ, the Black Madonna.
Well, we have been celebrating Pride here by taking the Wayback Machine all the way back to Block 9, to New York City Down Low, to my happy place. This has been a set that I played there that was really so special to me and so important to me. And of course, we have had many special guests on today, not just Aloysius, but other folks telling us what Pride means to them. Folks from this Say It Loud Club, and I want to say a special, special thanks to all of them, and of course, my sweetheart, Aloysius, because I have just been delighted to know him and to know them and to work with their organization. And if you want to get involved, we will have all of the contact details for you to make monetary donations, see what you can do, help out. Just reach out to the organization. I promise you, you will not regret it. They are doing phenomenal things with people seeking asylum who happen to be queer in the United Kingdom. So thanks everybody for tuning in. As always, I am your hostess with the mostest. I am the Black Madonna. This is We Still Believe Radio, and I'll see you next time.
Push the hips forward and roll the hips through and roll.